Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you all the time and every time for the applause. I thank God for It's All About You radio show. I thank Him for what He's doing on the show tonight. I thank Him for what He's doing in me. I thank Him for what He's doing in you. I just want to thank God, and all glory go to Him. I thank you all for listening in and for joining in to It's All About You radio show, where you have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and you have Dennis Weston, who's usually on with me. And because of his obedience, he's allowed God to use him to open this door. And so I thank God for that. I just bless you all. I bless the name of the Lord, and I thank God for you. I thank you all for listening. I thank you for coming on and sharing on tonight. Tonight is a night of testimony where we just want to share the goodness of Jesus and what He's done for everyone and what He's still doing for everyone. And we're just grateful for what God is doing. We're just grateful for what He's doing, what He's done, and what He is about to do even now on the show even now. So, with that being said, last week we had a wonderful show. We tried our best to hammer the subject with police brutality. And we had Michelle Patterson on. We had her husband on. We had some other guests on. And we shared that. And I just thank God for that. And I was just doing a smaller recap on the show to let you know the show was a success. It's always a success. As long as God is in it, there is no limit. So I'm grateful for that. I truly am. I'm grateful for that. I'm humble for that. And I thank God, again, for what He's doing in our lives and in the lives of others. And so with that being said, without further ado, acknowledging, again, Dennis Weston in his absence, but just acknowledging you, the listeners, those that are logging on, those that are calling in, I just want to thank you for your obedience, because what God has given me tonight was to allow the people to share about His goodness, to share and testify about the goodness of Jesus and what He's already done. Because many times we go through so many things. We go through so much, and it feels like sometimes that God has left us and He's no longer with us. And it feels like, it can become overwhelming. But sometimes when you begin to just think on Him and you begin to just testify and reach out to others, because we don't know how our testimony will help someone else. Well, when we become obedient to God and begin to reach out to others and testify of His goodness, there's no limit what God won't do, because He said when praises go up, testimony is our praise. When praises go up, blessings come down. And so what we want is we want to send the praises up on tonight, because I believe God tonight is going to open some doors for those that are obedient and to not be fearful and testify of what God has done for you, how He has kept you, your family members, your husband, your children, or whoever the case may be. But all together, you're giving Him the glory, because He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves all the praise. and we give it all to God. We give it all to Him. So, what we always do is we start off the show with a prayer. And then we also, tonight, I just want you to also know that we're going to open the lines for prayer. If anyone, even in the midst of us sharing, or anybody that desires prayer, do not hesitate. Do not be fearful. Just press the one button. It's not all the time you have to say your name. You don't have to say your name, but just press the one button. And what we're going to do, we're just going to pray. Pray for you. Request, make your request known unto Jesus, because that's who we seek for all the answers. Make your request known unto Him. So, before we get started, we do have someone that's already pressed the one button because they're ready to testify, and I thank God for that, because God's going to open the door for this person. I really believe that, and I heard him tell me that earlier today. He said, you know, many times we're heavy, we have a rough day, a frustrating day, dealing with the boss, dealing with the children at school, dealing with the husband, cooking and cleaning. And what normally we do, we just want to come home and we just want to rest. We just want to sit down and just, you know, be at peace. But this here tonight is an act of obedience, because for some reason, somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. And so because of that, God has told me it's not about anything else on tonight, but it's about you. That's why the radio show is called It's All About You Ministries, because we cater to serve God first and then you. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, I just want to thank you, God, Father, for the revelation on tonight, God. I thank you, God, for your spirit, Father. I thank you, God, for going before us and even being with us even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just ask, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that your spirit and your fire be released, Father, on this line and every household, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, you promised not to never leave us nor forsake us. But, Lord, you said you'll be with us all the way to the end of the ages. So, God, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you come in and that you have your way on this show on tonight, and that you be glorified, God, and that you be lifted up, Father, in the name of Jesus. But God, even as they testify and open themselves up unto you, God, open their hearts up and open their life up unto you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Father, you said you will reward them, Father. You said when praises go up, blessings come down. So God, even out of an act of obedience, Father, Father, you said you are a man that you shall not lie, nor the son of man that you have to repent, that if you said it, you will make it good. And so, God, we thank you right now, God, for making all things good, Father. Father, we pray, God, even now for an open heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And if there's anything that we've done or said, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we ask for forgiveness now, God. We remove ourselves, God, and we say, you, God, come in. Father, you sweep this show. You sweep every heart and every mind on tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We thank you, and it is so. Amen. Okay, you're on, Cheryl.
Oh, hallelujah, thank God. Father God, just thank you and give you all the praises and honor, Lord, on tonight, Lord, because truly you are worthy to be praised. And God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you, even on tonight, Lord, how you are blessing and you are setting your people free, Lord Jesus. You taking shackles off of people in this time, in this season. Lord, it's just that you are so good, God, that, you know, I was putting even some stuff on Facebook this week, and I was saying that I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a shaking and a quaking in the spirit. And that lets me know that God is, he's on the scene. He's doing things for us. Okay. He's doing things behind the scenes. Even when we don't know he's there, we can't feel him there. We can't feel his presence. He's still there. Yes. He's still moving on our behalf. He's still taking care of us. He's still looking out for us. Even when we're in our own little world and in our own mess, he's still takes care of us. He still watches over us. He still do things for us. He is so amazing. There's nobody like him. Nobody in this world like God. Nobody in this world like Jesus. Can't nobody bring you out the way he bring you out. He do so many things for us, that little things that we don't even see. While you looking at the big things and you asking for the big things, he already done took care of the small things. He already done took care of things that you need and that you must have in this world. And sometimes we don't see that. We don't see the things that he's doing for us. We don't even appreciate it, but he still does it. That's just how much he loves us. He cares for us. He looks out for us. He protects us. He wants us to succeed in life. He wants us to have things. God is so awesome. Oh, he's so awesome. And I can't just thank him enough. I even was up about 4 o'clock in the morning. He woke me up and the other night. And I was just sitting there just thanking him and praising him how good he is. Because he didn't even have to do it. There's so many people lay down and don't get up.
That's right.
They don't even wake up. And we take it for granted that the alarm clock don't woke us up. Don't no alarm clock wakes us up. It's the goodness of God. It's his grace. It's his mercy. It's his favor. And we have to start recognizing these things. But what I really thank God for is that even though sometimes you get down in your spirit or you get low, he knows what to do to pump you back up. And it don't even take the music. It don't take, you know, somebody just knocking you over the head with all kinds of things of goodness or gifts or something. It just takes little things that God might send your way that day. He would even send somebody. You might have to pay a bill, and next thing you know, that bill is paid. And you don't know where that money came from. You don't know who paid that bill. But God do. He cared enough about you to take care of that bill for you.
Yeah.
Isn't he awesome? He's so good.
Yes, he is.
He's better to us than anybody ever been. And you can't have nobody no better than God. Sometimes we might feel like the single people might feel like, well, when is this my turn? When is I'm going to get a man? When is I'm going to get a husband? Guess what? You got the best one you could possibly have when you got Jesus.
Yes,
when you got Jesus, you got it all. Can't nobody rock you in the midnight hour no better than Jesus can.
Come on.
When you wake up and you hurting and you feeling bad, or you got some kind of medical thing going on with you where you need a touch, who could touch you better than God?
Yeah.
Who could rock you better than Jesus?
I want you to share an experience and a testimony. I know you should have plenty of them. You've been in the Lord quite a while. And it may be we don't know who it's for, who would help, who it would encourage that's listening. But I'd like for you to just share a testimony with someone or just with us, and we don't know who it's for, but that's not our job to worry about who it's for. But the Bible says, again, when praises go up, blessings come down. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me see. What testimony you want me to give, Holy Spirit? In the name of Jesus. You know, like I was speaking of earlier about sometimes you might start feeling lonely in you know, when you're single, how you go through in this world not being with somebody, you know, as the world does it, like being with a person or something like that. And, you know, I had to learn myself that it's not all about that. Of course, you want to be with a mate or come in contact with your mate or who God would have for you to have. But when you learn how to give everything to God, things like that don't matter no more. You have to learn how to give it all to God and wait on him. Because if we start looking at picking up phone books and trying to dial numbers and stuff, sometimes we get it wrong. You might go get with the wrong person, and God might not want you with that person. I was even sharing with a person just on the night how God will bring you out of a situation just so that you know it's him not to go back in that same situation. You know, it could be with a man. It could be with a man you shouldn't even be with. Maybe he married. Maybe he just not the person you're supposed to be with. And why would you stay in a situation that that person is not right for you? If you know God don't already brought you out of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
so,
we
okay.
have to.
Okay, with you being a single lady, with you being unmarried, according to the word of the Lord, the Bible calls us unmarried. According to you being unmarried, how have you been being kept? How did he keep you? How he's keeping you? How was that? Testify.
He's keeping me because I stay busy in the Lord. You know, I find things to do that's pleasing in his sight.
Okay. Okay.
I try to keep myself as close to God as possible.
Okay.
Because if I don't, then I might, you know, want to go out there and do some things that I'm doing. I find myself going to the wrong places or doing the wrong things. So, therefore, you have to stay around other saints. You have to be around other things that's pleasing in God's sight.
Right.
Stay close to your word. Stay close to other people that love the Lord, too. You know,
that's
there should be groups even in your church for singles to have some things to do. Even in our churches, though, too. There should be some kind of ministry that the singles could get involved in that's going to keep them more occupied and busy.
Amen. Okay, we have some other listeners on. Won't you all share, testify. She's opened herself up. She testified and pretty much saying how if you're not busy for the Lord, if you're not doing something, keeping yourself occupied, in other words, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. He going to come right on in because now you've become idle and you've gotten a situation where you start thinking about in this idle time that, oh, I'm bored, or I want somebody, or I need somebody. You know what I'm saying? I know I've been there plenty of times. I've been unmarried for 5 years. And when I got in Christ is when I got married. So going through these last 5 years, yes, I'm human. We have to understand also we are human. We are human beings.
Yes, we are.
We're not robots. We have feelings. We have emotions. But like she said, staying busy, going to work, going to church, finding something to do, you know, and then being in the Word, being encouraged, being strengthened, and being around people that's going to encourage you and strengthen you.
Amen.
I have a sister. Let's press the one button. Let's hold on. Don't go anywhere. But let me give her a chance to speak as well. Okay, thank you so much, girl. Don't go anywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hello. God bless you. Hello. Your mic is on. Maybe they didn't realize. They
Hi, this
the
is
one
Michelle.
Button.
I'm on.
Okay.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Michelle. I'm on. I'm just listening
okay,
in.
Okay, God bless you. How you doing? Thank
I'm
you
wonderful,
so much.
Wonderful.
So much for calling in. What we're doing tonight, God laid on my heart to just allow testimony to go forth, because what he want to do, he want to bless. He want us to make room for him. We're so full of testimonies that we don't even have the time to share them. We don't even share them like we should. We walk past people day and night at our work, you know, in grocery stores, in schools, or wherever we may be. We don't share and testify like we should. But the Bible says when praises go up, blessings come down. So I believe he is in the business of causing us to make room because he wants to give us more and download more in us.
Amen. Amen.
And bless us with more.
Amen. Amen. I agree. I definitely have to say ouch on that because I realize sometimes in the seasons when I haven't openly shared testimonies, and definitely it is a difference because normally when you're sharing your testimony more often, you're a place of victory. you know. You're setting other people free, and you're standing in a place of joy, you know, which is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So then I would actually be blessed by the actual testimony that we will have on today. Any that I could hear, I know it will be an encouragement for me, and I definitely would like to share some things going forward as well.
Amen. We have someone else that pressed the one button. Let's mm-hmm. hear what she wants to share. I thank God for. Hello? Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey, your mic is on. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
We can hear you well.
Hello? This Mary.
God bless
Hello.
You, Mary. Thank you for your obedience.
Amen. There's a lot I could piggyback on just what the young lady was speaking about loneliness and stuff when you are unmarried, and that's a battle I had to deal with. When I gave my life, rededicated my life actually back to Christ, about maybe 15 or 16 years ago, I was looking around my house, and everything that was there, my ex-boyfriend had bought it for me. I mean, everything practically brand new, but I told God I can't serve you with all these spirits in the house. I got rid of everything. And God allowed me to buy me a sofa bed. So from that point on, then I got to the point, I said, Lord, I don't want to, I had been celibate about 4 years at this time, and met this young man, then fell back into fornication, and then I had to repent all over again. And I told God this was an area of my life where I did not want to disappoint him anymore. So I've had the pleasure of being celibate for 13 years now. It hasn't been easy, but God is a sustainer, because I can't tell you I don't have a desire sometimes, but God, I had an access to God where I could tell him to help me. And there are benefits when you walking in Christ and you want to walk in obedience and do the things that God is calling us to. So I had to grow and learn how to be unmarried, because I was so used to my boyfriend taking care of me and always being there. So I had to get used to being, God had to teach me how to be unmarried and walk in a life of celibacy, because I didn't know how to do that. So I cried out to him. I cried out to God, and I asked him to help me, because I couldn't do it by myself. And I would literally hear footsteps in my bedroom. And from that day forward, I knew God was there with me. So I knew I had access to him. No matter what I needed, he was always going to be there for me. So he has been sustaining me for a long time. Now, he's going to continue to do that. I didn't ask him to take the desire away, because I need it when my king comes. I didn't want him to do that. I just needed him to sustain me until my king comes. A lot of people say, take this desire away. You don't want God to take the desire away. You need him to sustain you until your king comes. And it's hard sometimes when you're dealing with loneliness. Things will try to creep into your mind. But like the woman of God said, stay in your word, stay in God, because if God doing it for me, he has no respect for a person. He will do it for his people as long as you remain faithful in him. God is good. That's the testimony I just wanted to share, and I found myself sharing that with a lot of women, because I know some feel like they don't know how to do it. But it's not my strength. It's in God's strength, because I wouldn't be able to do it if it was not for the Lord. So I just thank and praise God for sustaining me this long. And however long before my king come, I just thank God for it, because I'm not rushing it, because I know it's not in my time, it's in God's time. So I just thank and praise God for that. And that's for somebody who feel like they don't know how to control themselves. It's not about control, it's about trusting God to sustain you and keeping your mind focused on him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that testimony.
Amen. And oftentimes, what I tell women with my story, because people don't understand why I got rid of all my stuff that was in the house, is because that is a spirit, and it's a soul tie. And I had to lose it, because If God gonna be in head of my house and in control of my life, that was all material stuff. It was all material stuff, and he'll restore that stuff back unto me, and he has restored it back unto me. So I couldn't worry about that, but I knew what I needed for me. I needed to be free of the soul ties from my ex-boyfriend, and God did. And when I got rid of that stuff, even though people say it's material things, there's a soul tie in that stuff because memories come with it. So I had to just wipe the slate clean, and I had to move forward in God. Don't get me wrong, it was a process. I went through a process because I was always taught you had to have a man in your life, but God taught me, no, I'm the only one you need. I'm the only one you
Amen.
Need because ain't nobody going to love me and keep me like God can. God is not going to tell me to do anything out of his will. So even if you with a man that wants you to do things that's against God, then he ain't the one for you. And if he is, you need to separate so God could do it the right way. And I thank
Amen.
God for that as well. So, yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Awesome testimony and true testimony. Amen. And glory be to God. And
Amen.
We thank
That's
God
right.
for that and for your obedience and your willingness to be transparent
Amen.
And share. You know,
Amen.
To be transparent and share your life. And
Amen.
Again,
Amen.
like what's just really been on me was God's gonna bless those that
Amen.
Have the courage,
mm-hmm.
that have the courage to share, because he don't bring
Amen.
Us out of nothing to hold it.
Exactly.
He don't deliver us,
that's right.
to
mm-hmm.
keep our mouth closed. But
Amen.
The enemy
right.
has placed so much fear in
mm-hmm.
the saints, supposed to be the Christians, the
mm-hmm.
believers, that you could get an alcoholic, a drug dealer, or whoever else. You could find them testifying quicker than a doggone believer.
Come on.
They'll tell you in a minute how God didn't, I know God watching over me. They'll
mm-hmm.
say why they doing
mm-hmm.
what they doing.
Yes. Because they know. They got a purpose. They know.
Amen.
They don't have any problem with it. So I just thank God for that, because I believe even on tonight that God's going to open a door for you. He's going to make more room for you. Even as you have poured out, he's going to pour back into you, all because of your obedience.
Come on, God. Come on.
To whom much is given, much is required. And because of your willingness in the requirements that's upon you, God is going to open even more doors for you. He's
Amen.
Gonna move.
Come on, God.
He's
come
gonna
on,
move, because this is not a show that I plan. I plan to
come
home,
God.
And I'm gonna be honest. Tonight was one of those days that I worked and I was a little tired, and I said, Lord, I just really want to rest
mm-hmm.
tonight. I don't feel like doing the show tonight. And so a friend of mine asked me, what I'm doing? Just got off work. I said, I just got off work. I'm going home. I'm debating on should I do the show or should I rest? And then they encouraged me by saying, people are dependent on that show.
Come on,
not
God.
On you,
Come on.
But on who God is using through that show.
Come on, God. Come on.
And because they sent me that text, my spirit man, that where I was tired, my mortal body became quickened.
Come on, God.
Because I love people and I love God and the passion. Soon as
Come
they
on, God.
Told me that, I came out of me.
Come on.
Because I don't want the blood on my hands. I don't want to be
That's
responsible
right.
for whose testimony that somebody going to call in and give somebody
Come
else's
on.
Deliverance.
Come on, God.
That's right.
And I said, you know what, Lord? It ain't but 1 hour. Come on, can I tarry for 1 hour? I said, it ain't
yes,
but 1 hour.
Come on. Yes, God.
I said, I know some of the people that I'm contacting are his last minute, but God, whoever you want is going
Hallelujah.
To respond. I'm no longer moved in numbers. I'm moved now by quality, not quantity. I need somebody
God.
That's true and real that's going to testify and tell about his goodness
Amen.
For real and tell about, listen,
Amen.
This who brought me out and this how I got out, because people are dying.
Come on.
And they need
yeah.
to know what to do to get out of this. How can
Come
I get
on,
out of this?
Come on. Yes. Yeah. Come on, God.
How can I break
Amen.
Free? But the embarrassment and the shame that the enemy Come will on. Have us
That's
walk in will not even
mm-hmm.
allow us to confess.
Come on, God.
Amen.
That this thing is trying to overtake me. It's trying to overrule
Come
me.
Come on, God.
I no longer feel that greater is he that's in me than he that's in
mm-hmm.
the world. But I feel like that he that's in the world is overcoming me.
Come on,
it's
God.
Messing with my faith.
Amen.
And the thing about it, everybody is putting on the outer appearance, the cosmetic on the outer
come
appearance,
on,
but the
come
inner
come
man
come on.
Is screaming,
come on,
yelling.
Come on. Yes, it
for
is.
Help.
Come on. Come
and
on,
many
God.
Times we can't go to the help because we went to the wrong person without being led
come
by
on.
The Holy Spirit, without asking God to
come
lead
on.
Me. So now we shared
mm-hmm.
something with the wrong person who threw it in our
come
face.
On.
So now
come
we at the
on,
point
God.
I can't share nothing with nobody.
Come on, God.
But I bind that spirit. The devil is a liar. There is somebody
mm.
that has not bowed the bow. There is somebody
on,
that will understand covenant is for real, and that covenant is true, and that covenant means everything
Amen.
Unto the Lord.
Come
Amen.
On, God.
And they're not going to share your secret.
Yeah.
But they're going to cover you. And they're
come
not going to treat you different because you got a title. But they're going to help
come
you
on.
And push you
mm-hmm.
out of that thing.
Come on, God.
Now, I don't know
come
where
on.
All that
yes,
comes from,
indeed.
But I'm just saying, we got to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
God. We got to keep it real.
Yes,
now, we
Lord.
Have two people that press the one button. I'm just going to turn your mic off, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have
mm-hmm.
something to respond to any one
mm-hmm.
of them, just push the one button again. But I just need you to stay with us, okay? Stay
okay.
with us. Don't hang up because I just don't want everybody's
mm-hmm.
background outpowering each other, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for holding. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Okay, can we have your name?
This is Veris.
Okay, God bless you, Veris.
Thank you, God bless you.
Do you have a
with.
Testimony you'd like to share?
Absolutely, absolutely. I just want
okay.
to touch in the group on what you just stated. God keeps his promises to his covenant. That's absolutely true, absolutely. My testimony I like to share is that back in June, I just leaped out on faith, dealt with my children, moved to another city and state. I prayed protection over my children as well, over my boys. And God has just done some amazing things. I gave myself a 3-month goal to, you know, just, you know, get things back on track, you know, getting things back in order. And he kept his promises. You know, I've been obedient to him, following his word, asking him, as well as your prayer line, you know, helping me get there, learning how to pray to him, asking him and praying to him, if it's his will, let it be done, and if it's not, let it not be done. And he's been having his way. So I just want to give God the glory. Because he's out.
Okay, so when you say you stepped out on faith, what do you mean by that? What did you do? What was your faith? What was your act of faith? I know
I know it
personally, but the listeners don't know it.
My act of faith was knowing that God said he will. Asking shall be given. And
okay.
This is what I'm saying.
They need to know, I know. You move from one state to another. See, I know that. But they don't know what your act of faith was. That's all I'm asking you to share. That some things was going on, you took up and you picked up your kids and you moved to another state where you have no family or friends at.
No family or friends.
And the reason I say it, because God is very detailed. And it's something about your testimony, Veris, that's powerful and it's detailed. And I just didn't want you to miss out on the details for those that are listening, okay?
Okay.
And I don't want to tell it for you, but I want you to tell it.
Okay. Well, like Tiffany said, I left my family back in Chicago, not knowing the soul, you know, just keeping I just kept studying the word, you know, I kept talking to God, I kept asking God, I surrendered it all over to him because I couldn't do it anymore. You know, it was hard, you know, raising 7 children, single mother, trying to keep a job in Chicago, paying rent $1,200, pay bills, nothing left for my children. So it was actually the cost of living. I couldn't do it. You know, I was robbing Peter to pay Paul. So I asked God to lead my path, you know, to direct my steps, to show me what I needed to do and where did I need to go. And this is where he led me to. And ever since he led me here, things have been going according to his plan. And I'm just thankful for it. You know, I appreciate me staying faithful to his word, knowing that he would do exactly what he said he would. And that's what he's been doing. Me and my kids are blessed. We're in a two-bedroom home, full basement. I can make 3-4 bedrooms down there, 2-car garage, a forest for a backyard, things that my children didn't have. They couldn't play in Chicago. It's too much killing. There was just too much going on. And now they're blessed. And he even blessed me with a place in my backyard where I could sit. And it's a pond, and I can meditate, and I can talk to him. And I'm just blessed, and that's my testimony. I'm just thankful. I know when you ask God, he will. If you ask, he shall be given. And his timing isn't your timing. His timing is when he does it, you know. It's not according to our plans. It's according to his plans. And I took Jeremiah 29:11 with me on that leap out on faith, and that's what's been keeping me, knowing that he told me that his plans isn't to harm. That his plans are to prosper.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's
uh-huh.
my testimony.
Uh-huh. That was just such a powerful scripture when you just said Jeremiah 29:11, and you said this, that his plans was not to harm you. And you know why God have to make stuff so clear to us? Because mm-hmm. we've been in such harm's way. Mm-hmm. We've been in such harm's way that and been hurt. So, we don't trust anybody anymore. So here he comes with Jeremiah 29:11 saying, my thoughts towards you are not for evil. I know the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord. Plans of good and not evil, but to give you an expected end. My thoughts I have towards you. I don't think the way everybody is thinking towards you.
Absolutely.
But he had to break it down and let you know, but they're for good and not for evil, but to give you an expected end. And you grabbed hold to that word, that scripture, and literally carried that scripture all the way to another state with you, the word that sustains you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Building on a rock,
amen.
On a solid rock.
Amen. And with that, he taught me patience. I was a very impatient person. I always wanted something to happen when I wanted to, you know, and it didn't happen that way. And he taught me patience. He taught me obedience. And you know, he told me to lean on him and lean on his word, you know. Stop living, according to the world as they would, you know, want me to live. And just on a what they call it, a hope, wish, and a prayer, give it to me. You know you can't do it. Surrender it over to me. I know my plans for you. And it was like, wow. I mean, he even told me to know when he's talking to me. I'm that glad. I've been into God, my whole life. You know, my dad taught me the Bible at 3. I can read it at 5. So I've always kept God in my life, you know, and I never knew when he was talking to me. So, I sometimes you say, well, maybe, no, that could be the adversary. That's not God talking to me. Or, no, ain't sure. I ain't going to do that. I don't know. But, no, God has taught me. If when I don't do it and I know it's him, he say, hey, didn't I tell you? And I got to go back and I got to say, you're right. If it was you, let me go back. Let me rehearse that. Yeah, yes, God, I got to do as you told me. And when I do it that way, it's all as well. So I'm thankful for that. You know, that's a blessing in itself, knowing when God is talking directly to you, knowing do this now when he tell you to do it. And he's not going to allow you not to do it. When God told you to do it, you're going to know God told you to do it, and he's going to make sure you do it. If you don't, you know, then that's on you. But what I'm saying is he made me do it. So I'm just thankful, and I'm blessed, and I appreciate it, you know. I know he is his word. He keeps his promises to his covenant. He does.
Amen. So, amen. You have anything to say? Chill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I just wanted to add this scripture, and this is from the New International Version, but just basically encourages all of us, and it just reminds us that, and it's about basically suffering, because sometimes we believe that when we suffer, I know, you know, that somehow we have fallen short of God, or, you know, we're not worthy, or, you know, basically we missed the mark. I mean, and a lot of times, especially if it's a person that, you know, we dealing with condemnation. I know for years I deal with condemnation. You know, it just seemed like even when I came to Christ, you know, it just seemed like I had this to-do list. You know, I kept it in my head, and I was just never, ever at that point. You know, it was always something that I felt like. Now, we know that God is perfecting us until the day of Jesus Christ. But he didn't tell us that, yes, we assess our hearts, the Holy Spirit searches us, and, you know, we judge ourselves, you know, we've sinned against God, and we stay in condemnation, and I did that for a long time. But this scripture, it encourages me. It says, and this is from 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, it says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an external glory that is far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And it says, 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. So though we count up all of our shortcomings, the Lord is glorified through our weaknesses. Through our weaknesses, through the very things that we feel that we are inadequate about, I just thank God that he allowed me, he delivered me from that place of condemnation. Where I had this to-do list in my mind. But he delivered me, and he said, you know, Michelle, I'm attracted to your weaknesses. You looking at your weaknesses and you thinking, but if you would lean and trust on me and allow my light to be seen through you and be transparent before men, because before men you're going to look weak. You're going to look weak. Especially the other Mary, I think she was on the line and she was testifying about, you know, how God has kept her. And, you know, and sometimes in that testimony, you know, people don't celebrate you in that because, you know, that's not something that people celebrate now. You know, when she's saving herself and she's believing God, she's standing on the word, you know, people will shun and turn their, you know, just turn away from her or, you know, discourage her. But I just want to encourage her, you know, to just be encouraged and we celebrate you and to be okay with where God has us, always seeking and looking toward the mark of the high calling, but being okay with God's process, with the process that we're going through, because we can't expedite it. Like she said she learned patience. And I thank God because I'm learning patience more and more. And I realize that when I'm trying to expedite the process, I'm not really standing in the will of God. I'm doing my own thing. So I just wanted to just testify about that. I've been in a place of condemnation for a long time, and the Lord delivered me. And from that place now, when I go before me and they look at my weaknesses, and they're before them, even coming through homelessness, you know, being delivered and just coming out of a place of homelessness. But actually being put in positions where God allowed me to have a platform to now talk to people about homelessness. You know, so just sharing a little bit about that.
All right.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Vera, stay with us. Do not hang up. Stay on the line. I have another caller, and I want to turn their mic on, okay? Thank you so much for being transparent and opening up your life and testifying, because you just made room for more, okay? You just made room for more.
Thank you, love.
Hello. God bless you.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello, how are you? Good evening.
I'm tired as I am. I don't know who said, I think it was you, ma'am, that you said you got off work and you didn't want to do the show because you was tired.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I am so thankful you did not go that route, because me too. I'm just not getting off work every on road for 12 and a half hours. And it just it
Do we have your name?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. Thank you for calling.
Aaron.
Okay, we're listening.
Your show, I wasn't looking for anything particular. I just happened to look for it and, like, okay, what's the show about? I've never been here before. And when I logged on the first time, you said them words right then and there. The moment the computer said what it said, you said you was tired and didn't want to do it. I'm tired now. Going to the house. I got a homework to finish. But guess what? I don't want to do it, but I got to. Just perseverance. So I want to thank you for that, for your strength and your go forthness. That's the word. It is now. But I want to thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. I really do appreciate that. And I just put up in my apartment complex. I think it's in the E. But before I go, God bless you all. Really do thank y'all for being obedient to the Word of God.
And I want to thank you for your humility, knowing that you were tired, because you waited a long time before you can get on, because he had been pressed the one button. But he waited patiently for everyone to finish testifying. And I didn't know who he was. No, I just knew someone had pressed the button and I needed to turn on their mic. But I didn't want to rush anybody else's testimony. And I just want to thank God for you. Waiting patiently, because of that, you just made room for more.
Oh, okay.
Because of that, because of you being transparent, say, hey, I'm tired. But God led you a whole nother route, and you were obedient in the leading of the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
And everything that you was talking, you know, that you were going through, you just found confirmation in it, but you didn't just listen to the show and go on ahead and log off, but you shared it. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for that, because that you poured out, he's going to restore that tiredness. You're not going to feel it once you start working, and you're going to get enough rest. You're going to get enough rest as if you slept all the hours that you needed to sleep. God's going to do it for you. And thank you so much. And I'd like for you to continue to stay with us. If not tonight, I know you got to go. But we're on here every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30. From 7:30 to 8:30, because the Lord said it's only 1 hour. That's what he had to tell you. You can come home tomorrow and go to sleep. It's only 1 hour.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
What's I'm going to lock it in my call. Your show?
It's called It's All About You radio show.
Oh, okay, I'm locking my phone.
And,
I appreciate y'all.
We're actually, you can, I don't know if you have an Android phone, but the app can be downloaded. It's a free app in the Play Store.
Okay. Okay.
And it's called Western World One.
Okay.
Yep. Blog Talk Radio West. It might come up Western One, O-N-E. Or Western World One, but it's and what it'll do, it'll remind your phone. That's all it'll do. It'll remind your phone of the show.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Appreciate that.
You have a good night. Okay.
Bye.
Right. Amen. Look at God.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
Look at God. That was truly a blessing. That
very
was truly a blessing.
Right. He just said, like, he had to get deep, you know, and just, like, I got to think of something. He just pretty much shared exactly what was was on his heart and what was right before him. Amen.
Amen. If there's anyone else, we have 10 minutes. We have exactly 10 minutes left. It's 8:20, and we'd like, because there's a lot of callers on the line, we'd like for you to, and another thing I want to share, too. Do you know part of sharing is deliverance? Because the minute you share your testimony or what God has brought you through or what he's taken you through, or even declaring that you're already out, there is a load that lifts off you. Deliverance comes immediately. And deliverance is him coming in and just capturing you, saving you, snatching you out of that you thought had you bound. Testifying brings freedom. Testifying brings freedom. Would you agree, sis? Testifying brings freedom.
Yes, I do. I definitely agree.
Okay.
And you said we have other callers?
Okay, yes. Hold on. I believe it's Sister Mary again.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi. What's the young lady name that was talking to me? I did.
Okay. Okay, Michelle Patterson. I think.
Is somebody else?
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm here.
That a lot of times people do shun me when I talk about celibacy and stuff like that, because a lot of times in the kingdom they really ain't living a life of celibacy. And when I speak about it, they kind of cringe about it. But you know what? It don't bother me when they shun me about stuff like that, because I know who I am in Christ. And that's what people need to understand. When you live in the example of how we supposed to live in Christ, they really supposed to shun us if they in him and not living right. So I kind of be like, okay. But I just have to keep myself encouraged and not continue to be around the saints. Because I promise you, a lot of times you could be around so many people who say they love the Lord, but not. And for me, celibacy is very important, because I grew up with my family telling me I had to have a man. But when God began to teach me and show, no, you don't. You got me. You all right?
That's right.
So when they got to that point with God, and I began to know who I was, I didn't allow anything in my face. No, God, whatever. Don't play with me. I'm not the one you want to play with. But I had to get to that point where I had to understand that people do that. They do that, especially if they're not living like that. And I don't judge people, because I know that struggle of fornication. I know that. That's why I don't judge people in that area. But when we know better, we have to do better. So even when they do it, I'd be like, oh, okay. And I just keep it moving.
Amen. 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 And I know your testimony is blessing so many other people, too, that's actually on the line that's listening. But we want to make sure that we get another call. But I'm so glad
to hear
about
your victory. We got one more, too.
So glad.
That's funny. Yeah. And it's powerful. It's power. I'm telling you, it's power behind deliverance. It's power behind testifying. It's power that come with demonstration. It's power that come with just taking a step. God empowers us every time we do something that's moving forward and toward him. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on, because I don't know if someone else has something to say concerning this. But hold on, I'm just going to turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. Amen. Thank you for holding. Hello?
Amen. Amen. You hear me?
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
You hear me?
So we have your name. Yes, we can hear you well.
Trio.
We hear you well.
Oh, okay. My name Trio.
Okay, this is my brother.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
are my baby brother. Okay, we just need you to be still a little bit. It seems like you're walking.
No, I ain't walking. I'm on the front porch. You know, the house is kind of loud, so I went on the front porch. Yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I like the testimony. They was, you know, the testimonies was real. And I know everybody probably, you know, can learn from their testimonies, because it sounds like to me that a lot of y'all have more faith than y'all think. or more faith than y'all believe. But I just wanted to say this. I was just going to let you guys just talk, but the Spirit wouldn't let me, so I had to say something. So I just wanted to let y'all know, you know, I got saved in 96. Once I got saved in 96, my heart was really open for God because I had been hurt from the streets. The love that I gave, I didn't receive. So it really hurt me. So God had his arms open like, okay, I've been waiting on this day. Like, come on. So I ended up getting saved. But God turned me to a warrior of the word. Basically, not like a killer on the streets who shoot guns, but we still shoot. But we shoot with the word. We battle with the word. And I just wanted to let you guys know that y'all are warriors. This is a battle that we fight every day, and everything starts in your mind. Every battle starts in your mind. It's some battles that we fight that we really don't want to fight. And we have warriors out here that's wounded, and we have no clue of what they're going through because we're so busy fighting our own battles with us, what we're trying to get rid of. And we can't really help nobody because, like the lady said, that she felt condemned back in the day, even though she don't feel like that now. She felt condemned back then. And when you feel condemned about you doing something, you can't really help another person come up out of whatever they may be going through. So the thing that God taught me was casting down all imaginations because that's the way it starts. That's where it starts. Cast down all imaginations, and every thought, every high thing that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, you have to cast down. But I realize there's some things that I touched that God told me not to touch. Now, all of a sudden, I can't cast them down like I would cast them down if I never had a memory of them. So when it comes back, it's hard to cast it down because this is the thing that the flesh wanted. And you gave it what it wanted, and the flesh liked it. So the mind, you control the mind. So the mind, whenever that thing come, whatever you touched, you don't want to let it go. So now it's fighting. You're fighting, and it's giving you a headache, and it's bugging you. For the simple fact is you really want to do it, whatever it may have been. But you can't touch it because when you touch it, that's why I ask God to forgive me even for my memories, because sometimes my memories bring me misery because of the things I have done in the past and the things that I'm still touching right now as we talk. As long as I keep touching them, the memory is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. We are mighty warriors in Christ. We have the power in our mind to cast down all imaginations. But the thing is, do we want to cast the imagination down? Because it's time that I have told God, and I heard the Holy Spirit telling me, you know not to do this. And I still said, I'm going to do it anyway. Because nobody stopped me from doing it then, because you want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because once the flesh started hollering and screaming for what it wanted, for what you gave it before, it's like you wanted to shut up. So you go ahead and give in to it and do it. But I'm here to tell y'all that God is good all the time. And you have the power. And even though you fall, you got to get back up and you got to kill that thing. You got to kill it. You got to kill it. You don't want to be a murderer, you got to be one now. Because this ain't no game. The devil, he had us, he had our families, he had our kids. It never been a game to him.
Amen.
So we can never make it a game to us.
That's right.
You got to be, I know you don't want to be a murderer. I know y'all probably was real rough on the streets. You probably was rough on the streets than you rough with your Christian walk. But now is the time to be rougher. Now is the time to be rougher because we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Amen. Well, I'm sorry. We ran out of time. I wish you would have pressed the one button. a little sooner than you did, because there's a lot in you that really needs to be released and that people really need to understand and know. But I just ask you all to meet us back here next Wednesday, same time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and make that a dedication unto God, not unto me, but unto God, that you will come back. If you could commit to coming back, I'll open this testimony service back up again on this show. I'll do the same thing again next week and allow God to continue to have his way, because as you were talking, there's an emptying going out, but he's filling you. He's going to refill you. He's going to put in you what you need. You said one thing about touching the unclean thing. That's the word of the Lord. And yet sometimes we do. The Bible says when we run after something, he said, I don't tempt you, but I test you. He said, but when you are tempted by your own lustful desires. And I believe we all are guilty of going after something, because what lust does, after it conceives sin, then it comes death. The enemy is out to kill us. But like he said one word, two words, he said, we got to kill it.
And I want, can I
kill
encourage everyone, kill Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
Can I encourage everyone with this scripture? And this is where we are victorious. I am crucified with Christ. This is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live now, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we can be encouraged in knowing that Christ in us is how we live now, and that's by faith. And that is how we know, because he's been crucified, our flesh is crucified, and we now are resurrected with Christ Jesus. So we can be encouraged in knowing that.
Amen, amen. Can I say one more thing?
Amen.
I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage all y'all to not give up. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him, because nothing can happen to you. No fear, no faces, all the evil faces, because they know us in the spirit. They know us. So don't let the evil faces, don't let what you go through, don't be moved. Be steadfast and watch the glory of the Lord. Just watch it. Watch it. Every move that God make, watch what he do. And though you're going through, I'd rather go through with God than to go through without him. So whatever God lay on me, come on with it. Because the end, we already won. Game over. Checkmate.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you all. I'm sorry we have to go, but I just want to thank you all for calling this All About You radio show. I'm asking everybody to share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. We don't know who need what. We don't know who need whose deliverance. We don't need to know. We don't know who needs to know your testimony. This was recorded live. So there is a link on the website. If you go on Blog Talk Radio website, westernworld1.com, you will see It's All About You radio show. You can go back and listen to any recording, any testimony that you've given, if you want to go back and hear yourself, whatever it may be. But share this show with somebody, because it's not about me. It's about God. You heard me. The flesh said, I ain't want to do it tonight. I didn't feel like it tonight. And on top of that, I opened up in prayer, and the enemy began to choke me. I began to strangle immediately after praying. I had to push the mute button. But God's will was done, and his kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven. Michelle, I'm asking you to take 60 seconds and pray us out of here.
Yes. Can you hear me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, and we glorify you, God. You are worthy of the praise and the glory and the honor, God. I declare, God, that even as we received your word, that it be planted in good soil, Father. I declare, God, that there shall be a charge that shall go forth even in this hour, God, that we will be presence-based leaders, God, that we will be before you, God, that your presence is what we will seek, God. and your glory will deliver us, heal us, and bring us into your marvelous life, God, of everything that you have declared for us to be, God, in the earth. May we be encouraged and strengthened, God, by this word and by the testimonies, Lord, and we have overcome by the testimonies that we've heard today, God. Thank you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Join us next week, same time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker. Love you.